This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, has died, Buckingham House said Friday. The Duke of Edinburgh, as he was officially known, played a leading figure in the British royal family for almost seven decades. A cabinet office spokesperson asked the public, quote, not to gather at royal residences and continue to follow public health advice, particularly on avoiding meeting in large groups and minimizing travel. Despite that request, crowds of well-wishers flocked to Buckingham Palace and Windsor Castle Friday after news of Queen Elizabeth's husband's death was announced. The palace said in a statement, in part, it is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announces the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle, end quote. Individuals and groups of people, many families with young children, gathered to see the formal announcement pinned to the gates of the 94-year-old monarch's central London home. Prince Philip was 99. Reactions continue pouring in from current and former world leaders following the death of Prince Philip. U.S. President Joe Biden paid tribute to Prince Philip Friday as a selfless servant of Britain and its people. EU Commission head Ursula von der Leyen said on Twitter she was, quote, saddened to hear of the passing of His Royal Highness Prince Philip, end quote. Russian President Vladimir Putin praised Philip and wished Elizabeth, quote, courage and mental fortitude in the face of a grievous and irreparable loss, end quote. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan tweeted, quote, I convey my deepest condolences on behalf of my country and the Turkish nation. I share the sorrow of the royal family and the people of the United Kingdom, end quote. For more on this story, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. A forensic pathologist testified Friday that the sheer volume of videos of George Floyd's arrest helped confirm the finding that asphyxiation by police caused his death and not an opioid overdose, as argued by lawyers for the former Minneapolis police officer on trial for Floyd's murder. Dr. Lindsay Thomas said she agreed with the findings of the medical examiner who ruled Floyd's death was a homicide caused by the way Derek Chauvin and other officers pinned Floyd to the ground last May. Quote, there's never been a case I was involved in that had videos over such a long time frame and from so many different perspectives, end quote, she told the jury, saying the videos made it clear physical signs associated with opioid overdose were not seen in Floyd's death. Myanmar's junta said Friday that a protest campaign against its rule was dwindling since people wanted peace and that it would hold elections within 2 years. The first time frame it is given for a return to democracy since its February 1st coup. Troops fired rifle grenades at anti-coup protesters Friday near the main city, Yangon. Witnesses and news reports said at least 10 people were killed, they said. The United States demanded swift action Friday from the UN Security Council on Myanmar amid a push for a resolution to pressure the military junta. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his French and German counterparts Friday reaffirmed in separate telephone calls support for Ukraine as it confronts a Russian military buildup and Russia-backed separatists, the State Department said. Ukraine's army said Friday it would not launch an offensive against pro-Russian separatists controlling two regions in the east as fears grow of a major escalation in the long-running conflict. The statement came after fighting between the two sides intensified in recent weeks and Russia massed troops on the border. Also Friday, the Turkish Foreign Ministry said the U.S. will send two warships through the Bosphorus to the Black Sea, which borders both Russia and Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden will Friday sign an executive order establishing an expert commission on reform of the powerful U.S. Supreme Court, the White House announced. A White House statement said, quote, topics it will examine include the genesis of the reform debate, the court's role in the constitutional system, the length of service and turnover of justices on the court, the membership and size of the court, and the court's case selection, rules, and practices, end quote. A volcano that has been dormant for decades erupted Friday on St. Vincent, darkening skies over the northern part of the Caribbean island and forcing thousands to leave for safety. No deaths or injuries have been reported. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.